Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to opening day right here on the south lawn of the White House. Jonas Brothers, thank you guys. Good to see you. Proud you're here. As usual, did a fantastic job with the national anthem. Just give him a hand. I'm proud to be here with the commissioner of T-ball today, two-time Olympic gold medalist Michelle Smith. Thanks for coming, Michelle. Proud to be with you. First, we want to welcome to T-ball here on the south lawn the Bobcats from Allegheny County Little League, Cumberland, Maryland. And we want to welcome their mighty opponent from Luray, Virginia, the Red Wings. The commissioner and I wish the girls all the very best. We want to thank the coaches, and of course, we want to thank the parents for coming. We welcome you here. Opening day of T-ball on the South Lawn. I do want to thank the Arizona Wildcat National Champs for joining us today. Taryn Mowat, the coach at first base. Taryn, thanks for coming. Congratulations. Caitlin Lowe, the third base coach. We got bench coaches. We got the team. We want to wish you all the very best next year. For this would be a three-peat, right? Good luck to you all. Thanks for setting such a fine example. One reason that we invited the Wildcats to come today to honor these girls' softball teams is because it's in the nation's interest to promote women athletics. We're a big believer in Title IX programs. We think it's good for America that our women are playing sports, and the best way to convince women to play sports is to start early. So these champs are here to encourage these young girls to play hard, play often, and play good. And one day you may be national champs as well. So thanks for coming. We're glad you're here. I do want to thank Mayor Ralph Dean of Luray. I forgot to welcome you, Mr. Mayor. We're proud you're here. Thanks for coming. We want to thank Girl Scouts of USA for joining us today. Girls, thanks for bearing the colors. We thank you for coming. We're proud you're here. Thanks for being scouts. And by the way, we're about to get the first pitch in. And Meredith Kripe is going to give me the ball in a minute. Meredith, we're really glad you're here. Thanks for coming. It's a big day to be here to put out the first pitch on opening day, and we're glad we selected you. I do want to thank Hannah Storm, the announcer today. Hannah, thanks for lending your talent. Mother of three, soon-to-be all-star softball players. We're glad you're here. We want to thank the Little League International staff. Thanks for putting on this event. Thanks for supporting Little League Baseball. Thanks for helping our kids understand the blessings of exercise and team sports. I do want to thank representatives from the YWCA, the Boys and Girls Club of America, and Girls on the Run. And finally, after this event, the commissioner and I are going to present each of you all a token of our appreciation for you coming. And we're also going to say thanks to Erica Miner, who's the youth volunteer. We like to honor people who serve their neighbors, love a neighbor like they'd like to be loved themselves, and Erica is such a person. And now before we begin the game, and before you give me the ball, Meredith, we're going to have the Little League Pledge. Are you ready? Ready to go? Here we go. I trust in God. I love my country and will respect its laws. I will play fair and strive to win. But win or lose, I will always do my best. Play ball. Want to put that on there?
Thank you, Mr. President. And batting first for the Allegheny County Little League Bobcats is Paige Dugan.
All right, girls.
Paige is from Frostburg, Maryland. She's 6 years old. She's going into second grade. She bats right and throws right. And her favorite subject in school is dismissal. She wants to be a teacher when she grows up. Her dad, Ron, owns Fire Chasers Fire Equipment. And she likes to play softball because it's fun and she gets to run fast. Here's Paige Dugan. And while we're waiting for Paige, we should acknowledge the manager, Chris Knight, from Clarysville, Maryland. He's been managing Little League for 6 years. and is a head baseball coach at Frostburg State University. Also, Coach David Jones. He's been managing Little League for 2 years. He's a college administrator, the director of grants and development at Allegheny College of Maryland. And Janine McKnight, who has been coaching Little League for 4 years. She's a chemistry lab manager at Frostburg State University. And she has two little girls. So now here's Paige Dugan, number 5, at the plate. Good job, Paige. It's a clean hit. Next up is number 10. This is Audrey Jones. She's from Frostburg, Maryland. She is 7 years old in second grade. She likes to play third base. And her favorite food is cucumbers. All right, Audrey. Big hand for Audrey Jones. Next up is number 11. This is Nicolette McKnight from Clarysville, Maryland. She's 5 years old. She's in first grade. She likes to pitch. She wants to be a teacher when she grows up. And a great hit by Nicolette, whose daddy is also the coach. Good job, Nicolette. Next up, Eliza Griffith, number 12, from Frostburg. She's 6 years old and in first grade. Her favorite position is hitter. I like that. She loves to hit the ball. She likes softball because she likes to run the bases and have fun with her friends, and that's a great reason to play. Good job, Eliza. Right down the middle. Eliza Griffith. And batting next is number 14, Hannah Kenny. Hannah's 6 years old. She's also a first grader. She's a big 4 feet tall, bats right and throws right, and likes to play shortstop and eat cheese steak. And she likes to play Little League because she likes to hit the ball. All right, good job, Hannah. And we have a runner in. You guys are all doing fantastic. Number 32 is Tessia Muir. She's 6 years old, a first grader, likes to play third base, and her favorite subject in school is math, which is so fantastic. Her favorite TV program is American Idol. I think a few other people might say that here. And when she grows up, Tessia wants to be a veterinarian. All right, Tesla. Great job. And another runner comes in. Touching the plate to make it official. There you go. Number 33 is now coming up to bat. Madison Wigger from Cumberland, Maryland. Madison is one of the younger members of the squad. She's 5 years old. She's a kindergartner. Likes to play second base. And right away, a clean hit. Madison Wigger. Good job, Madison. She's got a bright future in softball. She said she watched her daddy play all her life and wanted to be just like him. Next up to bat is Kristen Kyle, number 34. She's 6 years old. She's in first grade. Her favorite position is left field. And her favorite subject in school is reading. She wants to be, she wants to be a firefighter, but look at that. She's en fuego on the bases. You guys are all doing great. Chanel Scott is number 36. She's 5 years old. She's in first grade. And she's a catcher. That's a tough position. She loves math and SpongeBob SquarePants. And she wants to be a teacher. Wow. Nice fly ball there. Good job. You guys are hitting it so well. Everybody's playing great here at the White House. Next up is number 37. Speaking of white, this is Haley White. She's a 6-year-old first grader. She pitches. She loves art. She loves Hannah Montana. Who doesn't in this crowd? Right? And she likes to play Little League because it's really fun. And that's the most important thing about sports, to have fun. Fantastic hit, Haley White. And another runner comes in. Number 40 is coming up to the plate, Morgan Cuthbertson. She's from Frostburg as well. She's 6 years old in first grade at Frost Elementary. Likes to pitch and wants to be an artist when she grows up. Her dad works with FEMA and her mom is a teacher. And her favorite movie is High School Musical. Again, not a big surprise, right? All right. Nice job, run it. And she rounds first for for second. She's not stopping, ladies and gentlemen. They're all coming home. All right. Great job, everybody. Fantastic job by the Bobcats. And ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, now let's join the United States Marine Band as we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Come on, guys. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Yay! Do you think they would ask me to join the Jonas Brothers after that? I don't know. I thought that was pretty good. So great job by the Bobcats. Great job singing, you guys. Another big round of applause. We're going to start the second half of the game with the Red Wings. Okay, and the first batter for the Red Wings is Morgan Adams, number 5, from Luray, Virginia. She's born in Georgia. She's 7 years old and in first grade. Fantastic job by Morgan Adams and great concentration there at the plate. All right. Number 6 is Fallon Batchelor Pickett. She's a 7-year-old first grader. She's a pitcher, and she loves PE. That's her favorite subject in school. She wants to be a rock star, which I think is a fantastic career ambition. And she likes to play Little League because it's fun. All right, Fallon, hit it hard. Your coach just said. Good job. All right, good job by Fallon. Next up is Autumn Bailey, number 7. She's 6-year-old kindergartner, bats right and throws right. She is a catcher, loves reading in school, loves to eat hot dogs. Well, this is just perfect for her. Getting some last-minute instruction at the plate. Nice job, Autumn. And the coaches for the Luray Little League Red Wings are Chris Pickett, who has been doing this for a year. He's a plumber by trade. Should I tell you what his favorite food is? It's steak, by the way, in case you were wondering. All right. This is Brianna Santos. She's 7 years old in second grade. She also likes to play catcher. And she likes Harry Potter. So it's a big summer for her. She likes to play softball because she says it helps her learn a lot of skills. So she has a very advanced philosophy. Good girl. All right, Brianna. She's got some serious style, too. Look at that. Look how she wore her hair today. Awesome. All right, Elizabeth Pickett is the other coach of this team, and she's also been managing for a year. Enjoys spending quality time with her family, which is a great reason for parents to get involved. This is Madison Good, number 10, 6 years old in kindergarten. Good job, Madison. Great stuff. Madison wants to be a police officer when she grows up. And a runner comes in. Skyla Housden is at the plate, number 13, 7-year-old first grader at Springfield Elementary. And does a fantastic job. And another run. You guys are doing great. Rebecca Moyer, number 15, making her way to the plate. She's a 6-year-old kindergartner, loves gym, loves chicken nuggets, loves SpongeBob, loves Happy Feet, and wants to be an astronaut. That is Rebecca in a nutshell. I love the swings that they're taking. Good job, Rebecca. The other coaches are Michael Seal, who's been managing Little League for a year. He's a custom painter by trade, and Heather Seal, who's also been managing Little League for a year. She's a pharmacy technician. And Chloe is their little one. This is Nikki Winham. All right, Nikki, 7 years old, first grade. We may be seeing some future Olympians out here. I don't know, we got some serious talent, right? Next up, number 31, Skylar Batchelor Pickett, who is 5 years old. Skylar is in pre-K, and she's already out here playing T-ball. Now, that's pretty darn cool. And Skylar also loves Brussels sprouts, which I find amazing. What a kid. Skylar, good job. And this is Chloe Seal. We told you about her parents just a minute ago. Runs out, can't wait to hit. She's 6 year old in first grade. She really wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up. And she likes Little League because you get to throw the ball too. Look at that. These guys are great. They have their fundamentals down with their practice swings. Fantastic. Getting a little last-minute instruction there. All right, Chloe. Chloe also loves Scooby-Doo and SpongeBob and reading. Good job, Chloe. Fantastic. The next batter up is number 34, Sierra Taylor from Page, Virginia. She's 6 years old in kindergarten. She loves music and the Care Bears. And she wants to be a doctor when she grows up. And she plays Little League because her big brother did, which happens to a lot of girls and is a great reason to play. Good job, Sierra. Your big brother would be proud. Good job, honey. And we're going to bring everybody in. Rounding the bases. This is the fun part. There you go. It's a race to the finish. Let's hear it for the Red Wings, everybody. Great job. Aren't they precious? Oh, my gosh. And ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, please remain seated for a special ceremony on the field. Now, this is pretty cool because everybody's going to be getting a softball from the President of the United States. Now, how amazing is that? And look at this good sportsmanship. All right. High fives all around. And that's a big, big part of the game. Great job by everybody. All right, first up is the Allegheny County Little League Bobcats. And here we go. Paige Dugan. Audrey Jones. Nicolette McKnight. Eliza Griffith. Hannah Kennedy, or Hannah Kenny. Sorry, Hannah. Tessia Muir. Madison Wigger. You get a picture? Isn't that cool? What an amazing, amazing memory. Kristen Kyle. Chanel Scott. Haley White. And Morgan Cuthbertson. And we'd also like to thank the manager of the Bobcats, Chris McKnight, and the coaches, David Jones and Janine McKnight. Thank you guys for all the great work you're doing. And next up, the Luray Little League Red Wings. And let's get started with Morgan Adams. Fallon Bachelor Pickett, number 6. Autumn Bailey. Brianna Santos. Madison Good. Skyla Housden. Rebecca Moyer. Nikki Winham. Skylar Bachelor Pickett. Chloe Seal. And Sierra Taylor. And we'd also like to thank the manager of the Red Wings, Chris Pickett, and coaches Elizabeth Pickett, Michael Seal, and Heather Seal. Now, these pictures are going to be amazing to take to show and tell one day at school, huh? Pretty neat stuff. And ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President's Volunteer Service Award recipient, Erica Miner from Bowie, Maryland. Over the past years, Erica has volunteered over 300 hours at the YMCA, participating in a variety of different initiatives. She helped coordinate their Healthy Kids Day events, led programs on healthy eating and the importance of exercise and nutrition. Erica has also volunteered her time at the American Red Cross, working with young people at foster homes to teach them first aid and HIV prevention, and she is going to be attending South Carolina University in the fall. The President's Volunteer Service Award is the highest honor given in recognition of those who have contributed their time and their talents to those in need. Please join President Bush in recognizing Erica for her dedication to the well-being of the youth of her community. Big round of applause for Erica. What a great young lady. And ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, the South Lawn festivities continue with a picnic under the tent behind home plate and a special acoustic performance by the Jonas Brothers. Have fun, everybody.